Because of the situation in Syria, I sent a technical team down to the region, especially into the refugee camps, to get testimony about what was actually going on. And the picture they painted was something quite horrific. First, the fact many of them, former soldiers, spoke about shooting into civilian areas, seeing children, young children, being killed and maimed. We also had testimonies and saw children who have been tortured and who carried the torture marks with them. We also heard of children being used. This was recounted to us by some children, of being put on tanks and being used as human shields so that the tanks would not be fired upon. We also heard of schools being attacked, hospitals being attacked. It's a really horrific picture for children. I've never seen such a situation where children really have not been spared anything with regard to the war and been actually targeted. I must say we also heard complaints about the opposition, in the sense that for the first time we also heard cases of children being recruited by the Free Syrian Army, mainly in medical and sort of service-oriented jobs, but still on the front line.
And this seems to be a deliberate policy of the FSA?
No, I think the Free Syrian Army, I must say, at the command level, it doesn't seem to be a policy, and in fact they seem to be against it. But at the field level, it is happening.
Were you surprised by the way in which children are being caught up in this? Because this is a country that has a very, very long history of civilization, peace and harmony between communities, a very developed nation in many ways.
Well, I think we really are quite shocked at, killing and maiming of children in crossfire is something we come across in many conflicts. But this torture of children in detention, children as young as 10, and is something quite extraordinary, which we don't really see in other places.